This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The program is brought to you today by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Your phone has been blowing up over the break here on the Gorilla thing, hasn't it, Todd?
Well, actually, more our last guest before the last break there, but there's been some of that.
Can you get a transcript of the Chaplain's Memorial Day speech posted online so we can share it across social media? That was amazing to hear on the air. Thank you and God bless. I agree it was. I think that's the kind of thing, if somebody had filmed that yesterday at the Heritage Center, it'd be viral by now. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm my head's bobbing up and down saying, thank you, yes, you're exactly right. Another texture, I love our listeners. AmVet, awesome. All right, AmVet. Awesome.
Might have been one of those speech to text while somebody was driving or something. I don't know that, but it might have been.
Yeah. Anyway, some more comments. We'll share some more of those at the bottom of the hour. We have a special guest who's going to join us first part of this first half hour today on What's on Your Mind. But we are brought to you by High Plains Apache. The customers of High Plains Apache have made it clear they work hard for their money, and when they spend a buck, they expect to get the most of their time and energy. Guess what? High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business, and they work hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. It's proven to work as hard as you do with a support team to back it up. The ET Ag Center has your application parts, any make, any model now, right now, as well. So remember that as we get into the busy season. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, not just for Apache, but any brand. They're in Mandan, across the road from Bonanza at 1701 Eastside Court. They're at exit 60 south of Fargo. Exit 60 is the frontier exit as well. High Plains Apache, and online at highplainsapache.com. Kurt in Williston, you want to get in a comment about our conversation we had with our veteran friend earlier. I'll do that quickly, and then I'll introduce our guest. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I did 21 years in the military. I'm from North Dakota, born and raised. Right after high school, went in the military, you know, 3 combat tours, 2 in Iraq, 1 in Afghanistan. Retired in 2011, decided to move back here to, you know, North Dakota because, you know, the biggest state in the Union. And I tell you what, the VA has done more for me here in the North Dakota. I can't speak, you know, I'm not going to say anything about anywhere else, but here in North Dakota, they take care of it. I mean, I have never had a bad experience with VA. It's any, you know, like appointment. They call, I mean, I call, I can get an appointment in 2 days. Now, that's like going to Dickinson or something like that. I had never went to Fargo. So, but, you know, they take care of us. Like, my medicine, anything, they call me and say, hey, you know, you're getting short on your pills. You know, can you, you know, you want us to, you know, send them out. So I guess, you know, being a veteran here in North Dakota might be the best thing because of this being a small state and stuff like that. But, you know, I can't speak. I mean, I've been to Fort Benning, Georgia and stuff like that. I've seen veterans, you know, I can walk up in uniform and in 5 minutes I'm out. But the veterans there, you know, they can be sitting there for hours.
Sure. No, Kurt, that's great. Appreciate you calling and sharing. Not often that folks call and say, here's something that's working well, but to hear it is and know it's for you and other veterans, it's good to hear. We appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. It's been a great couple of days here. Getting a chance to honor veterans and hear from you as well, so thanks so much. Al Carlson is the House Majority Leader. He's a Republican from Fargo and joins us in studio. Talk a little bit about some things that have been in the news. How are you, Al?
Pretty good. How are you, Scott?
Good. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to be seen.
I like that shirt you have on there. You're in summer mode.
Absolutely. Whether it shows up today or not, I'm in summer mode.
You're in summer mode. Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of hard to show it off on the radio here, but that's all right.
That's why I look my best with on the radio.
I wanted to start kind of with a big picture on the budget. Obviously, the budget has been the subject of a political campaign. That happens, right? You have been behind that microphone before talking about spending being too much and needing to get it under control. And that is the one thing we've heard from, you know, Ed Schaefer and Doug Burgum in this gubernatorial race. And the others say, well, wait a minute. That's why we have a budget stabilization fund. And, you know, we have the ability to, you know, correct and right size that problem. Just give me your overall view of the budget. Have things been done right? Are we okay? Are we on track?
You know, we obviously grew our budget a lot when we had the expansion of the oil revenue that came in. But that also increased sales tax and increased income tax. It increased all the things that increased exponentially. And because of that, there were a lot of needs. Now, I look back and I say, did general government grow too much? I would say in some areas, yes, it did. But in other areas like law enforcement, public health, all those kinds of things, they were forced to grow because of the way the state grew. I mean, we picked up 40,000 people, which was phenomenal for us. And because of that, we had to grow some of these budgets, whether it be in helping out in all the prison situation, these county jails, whether it be these county sheriffs, whether it be the hospitals that were having a terrible time collecting their bad debt. So they were at the verge, we need those rural hospitals working. So we did things that we probably normally wouldn't do if it hadn't been for the situation. But I think that the slowdown has given us a good time to reflect. You know, by no means are we broke. The state must balance the budget. We can never operate in a deficit because we have to balance our budget. And if it gets bad enough, the governor will have to call us back and we'll make the adjustments. But right now in state law, we did two things. We set aside a budget reserve fund. That was about $700 million. And we set aside a methodology for an allotment. Now, allotments aren't perfect, but they work. You know, somebody is going to get pinched a little harder than somebody else because some of those areas of need and growth are still there, but they have to come back as well. So we need to do a little tweaking on the budget stabilization fund. We need it to try and replenish that. Again, because we took most of the money out of there. And we need to look at how we do our allotments so that there's a little more latitude given as to how they divide that up.
What's the right number in that budget stabilization fund? What would make you comfortable?
Well, I think that the number that we have is 9.5%. It can't be over 9.5% of the general fund budget spending. So if our spending is $6 billion, there should be $600 million in that fund. And I think that's a good number. The problem is that you have to have the extra, as the buckets fill with the revenue, you have to have extra revenue to fill back in there. So we're going to have to look at, we have a methodology for dividing oil revenues and things with the counties, the cities, the townships, the Water Resources Trust Fund, the educational funds. We're going to have to look at that a little bit. The infrastructure fund, Scott, which you know, that we sent over $1 billion out the first month of the session last year out west. And let me tell you, they needed it.
I asked Governor Dalrymple about this last week, and I want your take as well, because the April revenue report looked a little tough, right? I mean, the new revised number now lower by $1.1 billion forecast has been missed each month since it was released in January and missed by increasing amounts. We're down about $53 million, but $33 million of that was in April. So the ending balance to zero. From $700 million?
Yeah.
That's where we started, right? And $500 from the rainy day fund to help cover that shortfall left about, $75 million in the rainy day fund. So $75 million in left is left minus the $53 million in additional revenue shortfall since January. What if we have another month like April?
You know, obviously we collect money and we spend money as we go. So we're only, we're just now getting to the first year stage of the biennium. We're still collecting money. We're not out of money. Where it's really going to show up is the last half of this biennium, if that continues to be there. And guess what? We're back in session in 6 months. 7 months, we're back there to deal with it. So the system will work and we'll address what it is. I mean, we sent $1 billion out the first month of session last year. And if we need to make adjustments in our revenue and in our allotments, we'll do it when we're back in session. Or we could even address it if it's real drastic, during the pre-session, which we do in December.
Do you regret that at all? I heard, one legislator, I think it was Todd Porter last week, said that's the problem. I mean, the problem is that you know, the billion in transportation money that we sent out, that's what's left us in this position. But those were true needs, were they not?
You bet. And there's also, we changed the formula. We adjusted more. We have hub cities that we were sending money and cash out to these hub cities. We changed the formula a little bit on the distribution of the counties that are out there. And every time you do that, that's less money in the state's coffer. But on the other hand, it's more money in the other coffers of the political subdivisions. So will that be a topic of discussion in the next session? It has to be. But on the other hand, if you look at the summer months, I believe our revenue will not be as short. I think you're going to see that there's been a little uptick in the oil price. And there's also been, you have the summer of construction and building activity. Look at Fargo. Fargo's revenue, sales tax revenue is still growing because this town's on fire. And it's a good thing because for many years when there was no oil, the East was still where the action was. And the good news is the East is holding up. And because of that, we're going to have some revenue flow that's going to be consistent.
Al Carlson is the House Majority Leader. He is a Republican from Fargo. Joins us today on the program talking budgets and a few other things in the news. Questions or comments, welcome for him on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You just dial us up at 800-228-0550. When you call, by the way, you can press 2 to chat with us live on the air, or 1 just to leave a message. You can also text your questions to Todd at 701-226-8503. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm board member Troy Oldham of Northwood. With planting season upon us, the North Dakota Soybean Council reminds farmers to exercise good farm safety practices. Conduct routine maintenance and repairs on equipment before heading to the field. Make sure lights and turn signals work properly and slow-moving vehicle emblems are visible. Turn off machinery before exiting or attempting to work on or around equipment. Avoid baggy clothes that can become entangled in machinery. Use caution around flowing grain. Adults can become entrapped in seconds. Get adequate sleep. Don't take shortcuts when working around grain and machinery. Keep rollover protection structures in place. If you have a tractor without one, get it installed today. And while you're at it, buckle your seatbelt. Discuss safety concerns with your children as you explain safe handling and operating procedures. Practice what you preach, and they will practice it too. Always remember to just stop and think. The North Dakota Soybean Council wishes everyone a safe and profitable planting season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Third USA, helping America fuel better. That 4-for-4 deal is the best. Personal pan hot stuff pizza. Two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at Petro Serve USA. It's a frequent lunch for yours truly, especially on the road. You can find them in Bismarck and Mandan, or in the shadow of the state capitol there, and, of course, on down I-94 as well. Stop it at Valley City, Castleton. Find them in West Fargo, Fargo into Minnesota as well, up to Grafton, down to Wahpeton. Petro Serve USA, helping America feel better. Continuing with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader. Questions, comments, welcome for him here on What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Wing. A lot of common sense in Wing, I heard. Fred, what's on your mind?
Oh, hello, guys. Mr. Carlson.
Good morning.
Scott, Todd. I'm very concerned about this Measure 1 coming up in June we have to vote on. And I know you and I have talked about it before, but the thing about it is I just can't see any free enterprise system coming out of this at all. I really feel that somehow the people in you and other people have been convinced that this would be good for the free enterprise system in North Dakota, and I just don't see it. I spoke at the hearing last winter. Down at the Capitol building, and I think it was Senate chambers, and I didn't see their argument then, and I don't see it now. Convince me that having a corporation farming law in here, Mr. Carlson, would be a good thing for the farming community in this state.
All right, we'll give him a chance to do that. Before we do, though, I do want to point out what folks are going to vote on June 14th is very simply an amendment to the current corporate farming bill. The corporate farming laws in North Dakota will not change. Corporate farming will not be allowed with the exception of hog and dairy operations. Swine, it's those two things, and that's getting it's morphed into a whole debate over whether corporate farming is good or bad. But specifically, I guess his question is, you know, if it was not as it currently is, it would convince him it wouldn't be anything but a bad thing.
You know, I supported it, Scott, but I only supported it because it was limited. It was limited to hog and dairy, where there is a real need for some serious capital investment that sometimes can't get done. And our dairy industry in this state is really diminished to not being very much anymore. And the hog is always contentious because you've seen the one up north here with the people like to buy the pork, but they don't want to smell the barn. So I think that because of the capital side of it and because it was limited is why I supported it. If it had been wide open, I'd have probably said no, but because it was limited to those two, I think that's a good adventure for those two to be able to expand. Capital is what they need. A lot of them, in many cases, are still going to be family members, not farm-related. They're going to be investing money. I don't see the New York banks coming in here and putting money into those, but it's a very tough issue, especially when you listen to their ads. You would think it was all corporate farming is allowed because they don't make mention of the fact that it's just hog and dairy. And I'm not sure how it's going to go. I mean, the legislature thought it was worthwhile, and the Farmers Union has been on one side of this, the Farm Bureau on the other side. I'm a capitalist. I'd like to see those that cash injected and be able to make that work, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Fred, is that a good enough answer for you?
Well, not really. I would like to see... You know, I'd like to see us be very wary about this, Mr. Carlson. You had some of those fake farm calls on. This guy, I'm just a real guy. I'm just a real farmer out here. I mean, I'm not somebody who has any interest in this, except for the future of our farming. We got not hit, and that one farmer that Scott had on there a couple weeks ago, a week or so ago, he said that there's 96 dairies left and just a few hog operations left. If you put a corporate farming situation in here where outside interests come in and buy it, it's going to be just like New Mexico, where there are no small dairies anymore. Even the 96 will be gone because they're going to be in competition with them.
Well, 41 states.
The same thing that happened. Same thing that happened nationwide 20 years ago. All the dairies, little hog operations, all dried up because there was competition from other states. And now we're going to put it in North Dakota? I don't think so.
You know, and you may be in the majority on that. We'll find out when we get to that vote on June 14th. But the only reason I supported it is because it was very limited in scope. We've had that issue before us many times, and this was the first time that there's ever actually been a kink in the armor.
Really?
But let's also face reality that the 160 and the 640-acre farms in most areas are a thing of the past, and they're very large farm operations that are being operated across the state.
Appreciate the call, Fred. Call again. We'll tackle that debate on some at some length before June 14th, but I appreciate your call. I think the biggest arguments against it are you don't like corporate farming. Well, this is not doing that. It's allowing exemptions in two areas where those farms are going elsewhere because of laws that allow it.
It was very interesting in the session to watch the two farm groups on opposite sides of that.
Yeah, and really the farmers' union is just they don't like the idea of corporate farming, so they believe if this passes, it'll be the camel's nose under the tent, and then it'll go away.
Well, that's always the argument, is that this is just phase one.
Yeah. So that's what they seem to think is happening. There's been some debate over a law you passed related to angel funds. Talk about why you passed a fund related to angel funds.
Well, this goes back, I think the first one was 2007, if I remember right, that we passed the angel funds. And it was meant to be to get private capital invested in the state of North Dakota so that they could loan when the banks say, no, we don't want to do this. We have these angel funds that allow these high venture, high risk, new startup businesses the opportunity to have an outlet for funding. Well, our intention was, it was honorable, is that we need to grow and diversify our economy. So therefore, you offer a tax break that says if you do that, if you bring money capital into this and you get involved in these high risk and maybe 50% of them fail, then we're going to give you a tax break. And it was a very generous tax break, way higher than most any states around us. So if you get that tax break and you start up jobs in North Dakota, go ahead. Now, there's some flaws in the bill, and we've been studying this, Scott, since during the interim. We had a study coming out of the last session that says we need to look at all of our exemptions, not just angel funds. We need to look at all of our exemptions. Are they working? Are they not working? Are we just giving money away? And that's what the interim committee's been doing. And the angel funds, we found out when we look at other states, is number one, our tax break is extremely generous. And number two, it's very difficult to find out who's getting them because of the way our law is written. You don't even know who's getting these tax breaks or what they're starting up is hard to find. So we said we got to refine this. I don't think angel funds are going away, but I do think that the noose is going to be tightened a lot. We don't follow Minnesota's lead very often, but theirs is a 25% break is all, and they need to have 51% of the jobs created need to be in our state. Many of these funds, a majority of these funds, have created jobs outside of North Dakota, and they've received a North Dakota tax break. That's not right, and we're going to have to fix that. But should it totally go away? No. But I'll also tell you, on the other hand, that this is a rich man's game. I'm not picking on anybody that's in there. Now, I'm just telling you, unless you have a lot of extra cash laying around and you have a large tax encumbrance, you wouldn't even be interested in going into the angel fund for the tax credit.
When you say it's a rich man's game, meaning to play in this angel fund arena and take advantage of the tax credit available from the state law?
Absolutely, because you got to be willing to lose some money, number one, but you're also going to save a large chunk of your tax.
Hold that thought. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Tim and Angela, we'll get to you as well.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Scott Hennen, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, and your calls, 800-228-0550. Al Carlson is here. Asked Al to stay through the break here. Answer a couple of questions on some things in the news. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to going through the Trump comments specifically related to energy yesterday, because that, or Thursday's address rather, was really designed to lay out his vision on energy. And much of that was, of course, part of the advice that Congressman Craver gave him. So I want to say, okay, if this happened, what does that mean for us? Line by line. So we'll do some of that tomorrow and take your calls as well. Thursday, we have a Talk Radio Town Hall debate with the Lieutenant Governor gubernatorial candidates, Nicole Pullman, Senator Nicole Pullman, State Senator from Bismarck, and Brent Sanford, the Mayor of Watford City. Friday, we're live at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga to celebrate their third anniversary. Friday, Republican primary governor's debate with Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, and Doug Burgum, entrepreneur businessman from Fargo, facing off as well. So that's all the plan, and we look forward to it. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Don't forget that great deal is available only to our listeners. That's the 4-for-1 special from MyPillow. That's what I'm talking about. Rosemary said, she sent us a nice note and said, hey, what a great pillow, guys. Thanks for the tip. Over the years, I've spent, how about this, well over $1,500 on a variety of pillows for myself and my husband. He hated all of them, and then they'd end up on the floor or in the trash. Big waste of money there. MyPillow is a godsend, she says. The first night my husband used it, it helped his snoring. He had the best night's sleep he's had in a long time. And now, to be honest, it took me 2 nights to get used to my pillow, but now I love it. So thank you very much for this wonderful pillow. I'm going to get a few more from my guest rooms. Father's Day coming up. Great gift. 4-for-1 deal right now when you use the promo code SCOTT as well. 4 pillows, $160 savings. MyPillow.com, SCOTT for the promo code, or call 800-506-9028. All right, so you were saying before the break on the Angel Fund, before we go to these calls, there's been some criticism directed from the Stengem campaign at the Burgum campaign. for these angel funds. As you look at this, did Doug Burgum or others do anything you, when you were saying, I like this law, I did not intend for it to do?
You know, no, they didn't. They followed the letter of the law. The flaw is in the law, but obviously they had the ability to use it. I'm not sure if their intention was to start all these jobs and businesses out of state or not, but a majority of this, what's been created, has been out of the state of North Dakota. Only a small amount of them been created in the state. And that's the flaw in the law, is that we didn't require that 51 or 60% of the jobs created had to be in our state or you don't receive it. And we need more transparency as to who's getting it and what they're doing with the money.
It's North Dakotans that are getting it, but you're saying there's no restriction on saying, okay, we're going to lend you some capital that you're going to owe us money for in return.
Yeah.
But those jobs that you're creating with that capital need to be in North Dakota.
Absolutely. I think that when we do tax breaks, we surely don't design them so that they can start Minnesota businesses.
Now, some would say if you do that, it you will not have enough participants in it. They won't take advantage of it because you're too far restricting it, and there's other plans out there that they could go to.
Well, then they should go to those.
Okay.
Because the
idea, I've heard that. I mean, have you heard that too?
But on the other hand, if we're giving somebody a tax break, they obviously owe the tax in the state of North Dakota. They made money. They had a liability. Ours is one of the lowest income tax states in the country that has an income tax. If they owe it here, the only reason they should be able to not pay it is if they're helping grow the economy in North Dakota. I mean, that should be the simple tax policy we have on all of our exemptions.
All right, let's take some calls here for Al Carlson, our guest, the House Majority Leader, Republican from Fargo. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Tim and Edgley, go ahead. Tim.
Yeah, I'm just calling about this corporate farming bill that's coming up. I was very disappointed in the last legislature what they did, the two things they did for farmers. First of all, for ranchers, we got a beef check off that we didn't even get to vote on. Most other states got to, and then this corporate farming thing. Those laws were put in place to protect the small farmers. We see over the years that the American farmer and rancher has been slowly being marginalized by these corporations. They figured out how to do it with the hogs. They figured out how to do it with the chickens. They figured out how to do it with the turkeys. Now they don't want to do it with the cattle industry and the grain industry, too. And I'm very concerned about this, like the previous caller. You know, we got our country origin labeling thing taken away because, we were worried about these trade issues and that we were, being cheated in the trade. But that's not why the American people wanted the country origin labeling. They wanted to know where their products were coming from, because a lot of these countries have issues with food safety. And that was never discussed, or very little discussed, about the issues of disease being brought in here. And we saw what the mad cow disease did to the markets in the United States. It just devastated them. And this is a big concern for the American farmer and rancher. Thank you.
You know, it's hard to – I agree with them on the labeling on the state of origin or country of origin. It's a great idea. Look to the federal government. That's where the problem lies on these, because of the trade barriers that these countries gave and said, well, we're not going to trade with you then. Well – they should have held their ground. Country of origin is a good thing.
Dorothy and Minot for Al Carlson. Go ahead, Dorothy. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I have a two-parter here. Why did the legislature only stop at hogs and cattle? Why didn't they include chickens, turkeys, et cetera, et cetera? The people don't want it. You're picking and choosing. Number two, why did the Republican Party take away our right to vote on a presidential candidate? And where was our wonderful Attorney General in defending our rights to vote?
You know, I don't have a good answer. I'm not sure how the Attorney General gets in the middle of this voting thing, because he has nothing to say other than enforcing the laws we give him. So I don't see how he's in on that. But the primary system, just both parties agreed that it wasn't working when we were having it late. We were at the very end of the game, you know, in June. It was pretty much all decided before we voted. So we turned it back to let the caucuses and the parties decide how to do it. You know, I think people would like to vote, especially in a contested vote like this. But if we're going to be as late as we are, it really doesn't make any difference. I don't have a good solution for that, Scott, other than North Dakota people like to vote. Yeah. And if they want to do that, then we've got to look at some version to get that back.
There's some disagreement even within the Republican Party about whether it was handled best this time or not, but I have heard Kelly Armstrong and others say, you know, it won't happen again. It's just that the rules were changed late and the decision was made, hey, we're just going to have to go with this because we can't ensure the results are going to be what we need to do to comply with the rules. So National Party said, here's some whole all new rules. State had very short time to decide, decided against doing it this go-around, but it isn't like it's a permanent thing. So,
and we had one in March a few years back when John McCain was running, and we had a lot of the candidates. Santorum came in, McCain came in, and then it was just you come to the caucus locations and you vote. And that worked. It wasn't the easiest to organize but we got it done. So we'll have to look at something different than that because people like to vote and have a say. Right now, our delegates, when there was still a contest, were worth something because they were uncommitted. And that isn't very often that our 38 people were worth something and uncommitted.
No, it all worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Because of having those unbound delegates and then have them pledge to Trump to put him over the top, put North Dakota in a position.
Well, he was pretty excited about that.
He
called the guy and the whole works.
Yeah, so that was an interesting couple of days there.
But she's right about the voting part. We got to take a look at that.
Emailer says, I respect the hard work our ag producers put in, but why should they be entitled to protections from competition when other industries are not? Competition is vital in our economic system, and it isn't government's role to be protecting any business model from it. Nostalgia is simply not an excuse to keep doing what we've been doing, especially when we've been doing is killing a part of the ag industry, which is nearly extinct now because the market is being impeded by the heavy hand of government.
Well, this wasn't about as much competition it was for me as being able to have a capital base where you could expand into these areas. And that was basically the basis of why I voted for it.
Yeah. Another texter, you should have asked that caller from Wing if he was a dairy or hog farmer. If not, he's worried about it for the better start. I milked for 20 years, never do it again. So if a corporation wants to do it, good for them.
You know, that if you want to be in a business where it's 24/7, 365, you either own a restaurant or you own a dairy farm. It's a tough business. And those people that are in it, God bless them. And we need to keep those things again in North Dakota if we can.
What will this session look like? When you get, knowing what you know now about the budget and the numbers coming in and the challenges there on the fiscal end, just give me your overview on what this session is going to be. Very different than anything we've had in a long time, isn't it?
You know, when I started in 1993, we had to raise the cigarette tax a whole 11 cents, and we had to tax the federal government on money they were giving us to Native American nursing homes because there was a glitch in the law, and we got out of there with a $5 million ending fund balance. And the next session wasn't much better. Governor Schaefer was the new governor. So we're going to have to go in and sharpen our pencil, but you can only spend what you have. You can only spend what you have, and I will not support any type of a tax increase. And I think both the governor candidates have said their intention would be not to raise the taxes. And I'm going to attempt to save, and I know Mr. Burgum has been saying he doesn't really think we can hold that 12% direct payment on your property tax. But of all the taxes people pay, that's the one they like the least. And we're going to do everything we can to hold that 12% without raising taxes, with reprioritizing our money and taking a good hard look at everything we do, saying you got to probably do it a little different this time.
Levi, question for Al Carlson on the big flavor hotline from Cloverdale. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, this whole corporate farming thing blows my mind out. You know that I don't have any cows and dairy cows, and I don't have any pigs, but I do like bacon. It seems to me that last legislature, those two groups, those two farm groups or industries went to Terry Wanzek and asked for help because they couldn't afford to keep going on their own with infrastructure. And I'm curious as to how, I guess I'm missing something or there's a disconnect on what is actually the fear here. If I don't have a dairy cow or a pig in the fight, then what is the difference?
Well, listen to their ads, and you'll realize that they just address corporate farming. And the concern is that this will expand into other areas. And that's what their concern is on from the Farmers Union side. I'm sure of it. They didn't lobber me hard because they knew that I would support the capitalistic side of getting some capital into those two industries.
But the bottom line is that they believe if this changes, you know, the rest of it will change. The law will go away. That's
absolutely.
That's their fear, and that's what they're trying to, you know, stoke fears on, actually, to get votes their way. So I hear you, Levi. I agree with you. Thanks, Al. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Not a problem, Scott.
So you've heard the ads for MyPillow, but you're still skeptical. Well, so was Kim until she tried it.
So I was asked by a friend to try out MyPillow, and I said I would try, but I really liked the pillows I had, so I was a little skeptical. So the first night, I really couldn't think of anything to complain about, because believe me, I was pretty sold on the previous pillows I had. And the second night, I was noticing I hadn't woken up to turn the pillow over, fluff it up, you know. And the third night, I noticed that my neck pain that I always have was starting to subside. And after the fourth night, I'm telling you, I was sold. And my daughter got a hold of my pillow and decided that it was hers and wouldn't give it back. And so I had to go buy another MyPillow.
Call to get your own MyPillow today. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Get the sleep you've been missing.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
I like this brass. I've heard this forever. You know, Todd?
Cantaloupe Flip Fantasia, US 3, S 3.
Yeah, nice. Nice, nice.
Good song. Love this song.
Bring it up to her, Manny. I love the brass in any song. That's why I miss Chicago. The stuff is Peter Cetera was making the rounds here recently. In one of the casinos. Kansas, too. I mean, Phil and Mark give away Kansas tickets. I want them, Todd. Tell them, would you? I want them.
Aren't you getting a little bit too old for that?
Hey, carry on, you're way your son.
Tickets?
Yeah. Well, if it's Kansas, it's kind of for fuddy-duddies, isn't it? Yeah.
Well.
No?
Nah.
All right.
That was our generation.
How many calls? We got a couple calls we haven't gotten to yet. Just a kind of a catch-all segment here. Thanks to Al Carlson for sticking around for an extra segment and joining us tackling some things in the news. Appreciate that very much. And let's see here. We've got, we didn't get a chance to talk much about the gorilla thing. I see that someone has posted on my Facebook page. Could you get a copy of Chaplain Jim Nelson's poem and post it? It's powerful. Listening right now. Well, thank you. We played that about an hour ago. And we're going to ask you for that. It was very, very good. Here's a question we asked. Common sense is upside down when more people are freaked out about a gorilla being shot than a four-year-old boy being in danger. Can you tell I was freaked out when I wrote that by using freaked out in my Facebook question? Do you agree that common sense is upside down when more people are freaked out about a gorilla being shot than a four-year-old boy being in danger? In case you missed the story of the weekend. King Kong, a gorilla, dragging a four-year-old boy like a Raggedy Ann doll before a zookeeper's killed it. Oh, it's a scary scene. Unbelievable. Here's what folks are saying. Don says, sad reality is the boy's life was endangered. Professionals made the right call. Tony says, I agree, but what fun is that? What does that mean? Want to translate that for me? Todd? Manny?
Yeah, good luck on that.
But what fun is that he agrees? Oh, I see he's saying he's more fun to disagree with me. Probably, right? The liberals are even agreeing on this one. God bless them! This is fantastic, isn't it? See the progress we're making right here on the radio? Come on, I tell you what. Mel says, if it was your child and you had a rifle, what would you do? See if he kills the child or... Yeah. Rick says, has our society gone nuts? Where's the common sense? What I don't understand is how animal rights people have all this compassion for an animal, but have none for an unborn baby. Especially a late-term abortion, which is barbaric. Hitler has nothing on us as a nation for allowing late-term abortions. Uncomfortable statement from this fellow, Rick, but one worth thinking about. Because we all agree what Hitler did was horrific. When 6 million people were thrown on, you know, into trains and into gas chambers and everything else. Well, our number's 55 million. 55 million. It's worth thinking about. Curtis says, this was a lose-lose situation. The right mammal lost. The zoo staff made the right call after quickly realizing they had no other option. God only knows how ballistic the gorilla might have gone after being hit with a tranquilizer dart. Sad situation nonetheless, but ended correctly. You know, we're so good at second-guessing stuff, you know. The people, well, okay, just jump in there and distract them. And, you know, to me, they did the right thing here. We're not going to take any risk. That's a four-year-old little boy there. But, boy, is there outrage. There is outrage everywhere, folks. You can't even believe it. Let's see. Go ahead and roll a call that we missed, Todd, the shortest call that we have yet to play that we're behind on here.
Hi, this is Mike from Perm. Scott, I really love what your man had to say about our people in uniform. I lost two good friends of mine in Nam. One of them's an MIA. They may never find him. But if you're in New York, if you're in Washington, D.C., you be sure and go to the wall and say hello. I know they would appreciate it. I grew up with these guys. I knew them both personally. They were my friends. In a way,
I'm glad they're not here to see what this country is turned into, because I think they would be purely saddened by it. Saddened and angered as much as I am. And it's just terrible. We've got to get our country back, Scott. We're in a race to save our country, and there is no silver for second place. I'm at 218-731.
I don't need the number. Jim Nelson is the AMVETS post chaplain who read the comments for us. And what I most appreciate about what he read was just exactly what Mike is saying. That it was sort of brought you into perspective of, you know, what have these veterans died for? What do we have? So appreciate that very much. One more on the guerrilla situation. I just want to know what the adult supervision was. Another says, nowadays you see kids roaming around perilous wherever you go. The child was probably walking, crawling, hanging on something that it should not have been on. See it way too much. Mom should at least have a fine assessed to her. How could you let a kid fall into an area like that? Aren't they fenced or protected? Well, fenced or protected would be on the zoo, but some folks have suggested the parents be charged. The zoo has decided not. And it was a mistake, obviously. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Animoose, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.